Armstrong, the All-American Boys.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Listen. I'm willing to bet my old hand-painted mustache cup that you'd never buy a wagon with only three wheels or a rifle without a barrel. No, sir. You'd want that wagon complete with four wheels and that rifle complete with a barrel. And I wouldn't blame you a bit. When you stop to think about it, you feel the same way about the food you eat, don't you? When you have your choice between a really nourishing breakfast and one that's only half there, you'll pick the complete one every time, I know. That's one very good reason why I think you'll want to make Wheaties your year-round training breakfast. You see, some so-called whole wheat foods, and this includes some breakfast dishes, lose an important part of their nourishment when they're being manufactured. When you eat them, you're only getting a part of the nourishment that nature packed into the whole wheat berry. But that's not the case with Wheaties, no, sir. Wheaties give you every bit of the well-known essential nourishment of 100% choice whole wheat. You get all of the food energy, all of the minerals, and all of those very necessary vitamins, B1 and G, that are naturally present in whole wheat. And that's a mighty important thing to keep in mind if you're interested in making a name for yourself in sports. Eating the right kinds of nourishing food is a major part of every good training program. And you can be sure that you're getting the extra good nourishment of choice whole wheat every time you sit down to a bowl of Wheaties. So if you'd like to eat the same training breakfast that's eaten the year-round by hundreds of famous athletes, if you want to be sure that you're getting all of the well-known essential nourishment of whole wheat, take my advice and ask Mother to serve you Wheaties, milk, and fruit. A real breakfast of champions every morning. It's a great breakfast dish. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Do you hear those monkeys chattering their heads off in the dark night? Well, they're not monkeys at all. They are Jack and Billy and Betty hiding in a thicket near their campsite in the wild Zamboanga Peninsula in Mindanao. A trail runs near that thicket, and Melua, disguised as Zulata, the old Moro peddler, has intercepted Yates and Macayo. Yates had just come from the cave of the smuggled rifles, which Jack and Uncle Jim are trying to locate. And if Yates discovers that Jack and Uncle Jim and the others are in that vicinity, he will certainly inform the hostile natives. Just listen to him. While Uncle Jim and Michelle are away in the darkness, trying to keep their pack horse quiet, Jack and Billy and Betty are hidden in this thicket to help Mary in case Yates sees through his disguise. But Yates has heard them in the thicket, and right now Jack and the others are imitating a pack of monkeys, trying to make Yates believe that there's no one in the thicket. But Yates is suspicious. Listen.
I tell you, Salada, that doesn't sound like monkeys to me. What's going on around here?
They sound very like monkeys to me, Senor Yates. Me go and see, huh?
Oh, no, you don't. How do I know you're not mixed up in some funny business yourself? It's mighty strange you happen to be here right now anyway.
Me tell you why me here, Senor Yates. The mighty chief, Karang, send me to cave to see.
Yeah, that's your story. Come to think of it, you know quite a lot about these smuggled rifles.
Me just told Moro Peddler, Senor Yates.
You'd better be. If I ever found out that you were something else, you wouldn't do any more peddling or anything else.
Jack, Yates has already begun to suspect that Mary wasn't really just a peddler.
Yeah, there's going to be trouble here in a minute, Billy. Keep on your toes and keep on imitating the monkey. We can't stop now.
Oh, Jack, he hasn't found us yet. Can't we slip away before he comes in here?
Not a chance, Betty. He's too close to us now. And he still has his flashlight.
I'm going to find out what's in that thicket. It may be monkeys, and then it may be some of your friends, Salada.
Me just all peddler, Senor Yates. Me got no friends.
I'm not so sure about that. Where's that man of mine? Where's Mikhail?
Mikhail right behind you, Senor Yates. Why you want him, huh?
Mikhail, I'm going into that thicket. We'll see what kind of monkeys we have in there.
Oh, me go and see, Senor Yates. Maybe him wild tamaro in bush. Maybe wild tamaro with sharp horns. Then you get hurt. Me go see.
Nothing doing, Salada. Keep an eye on him, Mikhail. All right, you monkeys in there. I'm going to see if you are a monkey. In just 3 seconds, I'm going to fire this pistol into those bushes. We'll see what happens then.
Jack, let's rush him. Let's rush him and take him by surprise.
One.
He's got a gun in his hand, Bill. We've got Betty with us. We can't take a chance.
Two.
Don't do anything you'll be sorry for, Yates.
Oh, so the monkeys can talk. All right, come on out. Let's take a look at you. Don't move, Colada. Stay where you are. I'm a bad man to fool with. Come on out, you talking monkey.
Well, Yates, here I am. What are you going to do about it?
Well, so it's you, Jack Armstrong. I might have guessed it. Always crossing my path. Always interfering in my business.
It's a pretty serious business, isn't it, Yates? Smuggling rifles into these hill tribes?
So, you know all about that, do you? Who else is in there with you?
Hello, Mr. Yates. You're a lot braver now than when we last saw you.
My, Yates. I bet you're surprised to see me, too.
So, the whole pack of you are together, eh? All right, keep in the light of this flashlight where I can see you. You too, Salada.
You look at me, yet?
I'm looking at you, you old broken-down rascal.
Jack, look, Melu is straightening up. He's wiping the paint from his face.
And look at Yates. Look at his
heart rate. He's recognizing Melu. Why, he's trembling in his boots.
You look at me, yet? Now you know me, huh?
Yeah. So it's you, Melu.
That's right, yet. You know me now.
So you've been spying on me. You came up here this country to spy on me. Who are you working for? Are you in the pay of the government?
You're not very smart man yet. You work for Sultan Buloa. He very bad man, but he smart man. You're not very smart.
Well, I'm smart enough to keep you covered with this gun, Malua. And we'll see who's smart when I turn you over to Karang. Mikhail, tie him up. Then we'll tie up the others. And I'll stand guard on them until you get Karang and his men here.
Well, Jack, we can't let Yates tie up Melua.
You won't get a chance, Betty. Do you see that shadow in the dark coming up behind Yates?
Jump in, Jimmy. It's Uncle Jim.
Shh, don't look in that direction. Don't let Yates suspect anything.
What's that I see hanging on your belt, Jack Armstrong?
I'll let you find out, Yates.
I know what it is. It's that pedometer the Army gave you. You've been using it to help locate that cave. Well, you won't use it anymore. I'll use it myself. Hand it over.
Sure, I'll hand it over. You can use it to see how far you have to walk to find Uncle Jim. Here, take it.
Mikhail, hold this light a minute. Keep it shining on everybody here. Now, Jack Armstrong, I'll take that pedometer. It's still working, is it? Yeah, let's see how far you've been walking today.
Don't look now, Betty, but Uncle Jim is creeping up behind you.
I've been watching him, Billy. No, I hope he's careful.
Don't worry. He'll grab that gun the first thing. Then I'll rush out to help him, and Jack will help Michelle get Mikhail.
What are you two whispering about? If you think that...
Now, Uncle Jim.
I'll help Uncle Jim, Jack. You help me.
Okay, Billy.
And a boy, Billy.
John,
you
idiot.
Watch out for him.
He's
on
his back.
Pick up Jack's gun.
Oh, okay, Uncle Jim.
Look out, Jack. Mikhail's coming after you with his knife.
Well,
he not hurt anybody with Barong, Bambi.
All right, Yates. I've got you now. Are you going to behave? Or do you want some more medicine?
Yeah, so it's you, Captain Fairfield.
Yes, it is.
Mikhail, where are you? What are you doing?
He's not doing anything right now, Yates. Malia and Jack have him well in hand. Billy, hand me Yates' gun. I'll put it away where he can't do any harm with it.
Here it is, Uncle Jim. Look out. It's all loaded and cocked.
I'll fix that. There. You'll empty the magazine. And now, Yates, you come along with me to my tent. A few questions to ask you.
You won't get anything from me.
We'll see about that. Come along. Jack, you and Marty will bring that Mora with you. Keep an eye on him.
We'll watch him, Uncle Jim.
He not run away, Uncle Jim. He know me fix him right if he try.
What happened to that flashlight, Betty?
Here it is, Uncle Jim. Mikhail dropped it on the ground. Here, I'll shine it ahead so you can see.
Good. Billy, you stay close to Yates. If he tries to get away, we'll nab him before he goes very far.
No, he won't get very far, Uncle Jim.
What do you think you're going to do with me, Captain Fairfield?
We're going to find out a few things, Yates. As a matter of fact, we know most of what's going on.
You do you? Well, how much do you know?
I won't tell you all we know, Yates. I'll just tell you a few things. We know you're in the pay of Sultan Buloa.
Well, suppose I am.
The government will give you an answer to that. And we know you've been smuggling rifles into this country.
You can't prove it.
I'm just telling you a few of the things we know, Yates. We know that Buloa and Karang are planning a general uprising against the U.S. troops. And we know that you're working with Karang. Betty, flash your light on our tent.
Okay.
There it is. We go in that direction, Yates.
You think you know a lot about me, don't you?
Yes, we think we do. And we know that you and Caron have brought those rifles up from the coast and hidden them in a mountain cave.
And you'd like to know where that cave is, wouldn't you?
We'll know in good time. Malua's been there.
Just what do you plan to do with me? You've no right to hold me. You're not an officer of the government.
As far as I'm concerned, Yates, you're a highway robber who has held up Jack and Billy and Betty with a gun. I've got a perfect right to hold you until I turn you over to the authorities.
A fat chance you'll have, Captain Fairfield. Why, Carong and his men will be on your trail before you ever leave this country.
We've handled Carong and his men before, Yates, and they're not on our trail now.
Here's the tent, Uncle Jim.
Get inside, Yates. Huh. Manuel, you hold Macayo outside. You keep Yates in the tent for a little while and talk to him. Jack, you and Billy can come in, too. Give me that flashlight, Betty. Inside, Yates.
Not a very roomy tent. Ah, I see you've been making a map. You've been making a map of this stream, huh? You've been making a map to locate that cave. So that's what Jack Armstrong has been using that pedometer for.
Well, incidentally, you might give the pedometer back to Jack.
Here you are.
Thanks. You don't seem to like the idea of that cave appearing on a map,
yet. You haven't got it on the map yet. You haven't found it yet. And you're not going to find it. Carong and his men will get you first.
You'll see about that later. Stop leaning on that tent pole, Yates.
Yeah, not much of a tent pole, is it? There!
Hey! Oh,
no,
the tent pole!
I'm holding on to him. He can't get out from under here.
You've got me.
Oh, holy shit.
Somewhere under this canvas.
There, there. I got him, no, for sure.
Yeah, wrong again, Billy. It's me you've got.
Oh, sorry, Uncle Jim.
Pretty soon he'll be gone. I'm getting out of this canvas so I can see.
It's where you go. How do you get out?
Here, Billy. Back over your head this way.
No.
Here we are. Crawl up quick.
Crawling up.
Here I am. Where's Yates? Did you see
Yates,
Betty?
There he goes, Billy. Right down toward the creek.
I see him, Billy. He's just ahead of us. We'll get him at the creek. Hurry.
Oh, golly. He's gotten away. He's swimming across the creek. I'm going after him. Come on, Jack.
Don't go after him, Billy. Let him go.
But, Uncle Jim, if he gets away, he'll tell Caron. We'll have all of Caron's men after us.
I know it, Billy. Yates hasn't a flashlight now. He can't do anything except wait on the other side of the stream until daybreak. Then he'll have to walk to the village. It'll be a long time before Caron's men can get here. And by that time, if we're lucky, we'll have located the cave and be on our way to the coast. So come on, you two, and get some rest. We've got a busy time ahead of us.
Say, they will have a busy time tomorrow. And they'll have to work fast because Caron and his men will certainly be hot on their trail as soon as Yates reaches the village. If that cave is guarded by hostile tribesmen, then Jack Armstrong and Uncle Jim and the others will be... why, they'll be practically surrounded. There's an exciting time coming up, so be on hand, all of you, at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode in the Zamboang Adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, I want to remind every friend of Jack Armstrong's who is saving Wheaties Champ Stamps to keep his eyes open for new Champ Stamp sets. You know, there are 39 of these keen-looking stamps in all. And if you miss out on one or two sets, your Champ Stamp album won't be complete. So check up today and ask Mother to get you some more Wheaties. That's the one and only way to get those Champ Stamps that are making such a big hit with people like you all over the country.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of our brand.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand.